He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning as we close in on the end of March. This is the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where it's bright and sunny today. How's that market doing? Yeah, you know, I don't know if this is the right feed coming from Yahoo, but since I sat down, it looks like the market has entered into a little bit of a rally mode here. At least Yahoo is showing that. I hope this is right. The Dow up 50 points, 20,711. The S&P 500 up 4 points, 2,365. The NASDAQ up 14, 5,912 as it moves towards that 6,000 level. A lot of new highs yesterday on big tech stocks like Amazon, Facebook, Apple, Netflix, etc. Crude oil up 33 cents this morning as it heads back to 50, towards 50, $49.84. Gold down $5 per ounce this morning at $12.51. Silver down 4 cents at $18.22. The euro is at 1.07. And we have the 10-year yield holding steady here at 2.39%, down near the bottom end of its recent trading range. The Russell 2000, which is full of small caps, the Russell 2000 is up 4.5 points right now to 1376. It is up 0.3%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Rob Sanford is on his way. He's going to be joining me here in a bit. Meanwhile, it started off a little quiet in the markets and looks like it's perking up a little bit. Those Fed guys are out there speaking again. Today on the Fed's calendar, Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester, Dallas' Robert Kaplan, San Francisco's John Williams, and New York's William Dudley. They seem to all be in sync with one another right now, like-minded that this economy is just getting too hot for its own good. Well, GDP comes in at 2.1%. That's too hot for its own good. I think Miss Yellen's got it in for Mr. Trump. But we'll see. She seems to be fighting his proposed fiscal policy. She seems to be shooting it down in advance with her tightening grip on monetary policy. GDP quarter four growth, 2.1%. So what did zero interest rates and adding $12 trillion in debt get us over the last 8 years? 2% growth. Maybe we ought to try something else. Maybe we ought to try those tax cuts and jump-starting the economy. Try to get it back to 3 to 4% growth. It's going to be a fight every step of the way. Jobless claims edge lower after a sharp rise last week. That's one of the tributaries that flows into the economic river each week. Those jobless claims, and really for the last several years, there has been no indication whatsoever of the jobs market being in any kind of trouble, which would be an early sign of the economy being in some kind of trouble. GDP is also a pretty large tributary flowing into the economic river. And, of course, that 2.1%, while it may be okay, don't forget that entitlements are growing by 8 to 9% per year. And those pension funds, teachers' pension funds, retired city workers, retired federal employees, they could use better than 2% growth in order for their pension funds to stay buoyant enough and keep ahead of the withdrawals so that we don't end up like Athens. Yesterday we had a narrow win in the market. Actually, it was a decent day yesterday in the market. That ended the 8-day losing streak. Of course, we have an 8-year winning streak in the market as the bull continues. At least 2% growth has gotten us new highs in the stock market. I can't complain about that. Yesterday, the energy sector had a very good day, I noticed. I noticed a lot of hot little biotechs. And I noticed the likes of Amazon breaking out. I brought that up in my show yesterday during the show. Facebook breaking out. We'll see if we get some follow-through today. So far, it looks like we are. The Xi Trump Summit. Who's Xi, you say? Well, it's XI. That's Xi. The White House confirms that President Trump will host Chinese President Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago in Florida on April 6th. Always good to get away from the office, isn't it? You can have a more meaningful discussion away from the press, away from the all the people and all of the hoopla. Let's go out and play a round of golf. I don't know if she plays golf. We'll find out. The two leaders will discuss global, regional, and bilateral issues of mutual concern. Well, we'll see how that goes, and I'm sure North Korea and Taiwan will be big issues discussed there in Mar-a-Lago. For all of you Florida listeners, you're going to have a lot of security down there in that Mar-a-Lago area coming up on April the 6th. Brazil aims for investment grade rating. Wouldn't that be something? Now listen, Brazil had a totally socialist government. They defaulted on their bonds. They've removed their socialist government. And they have a little bit of a pro-business government once again. Brazil is trying to dig out from the ashes and the piles of debt and trying to get back to an investment-grade rating on Brazil paper. You know, that's one of the bond yields I list in my newsletter every week because it is one of the hot spots in the world. I list the Greek bond yields also, because that's also a hot spot in the world. Barclays starts Facebook at a buy. Hey, it's about time. Where have you been? You're starting coverage on Facebook with a buy, Barclays? A little slow to act over there in the UK. They give Snap an equal weight. Facebook, they give a $154 target price. Maybe I'll give you my target price, like I did with Amazon yesterday. Facebook's at $142 today. They're giving it a $154 target price, implying 8-side upside potential from here. Man, I think it has a lot more than 8-side upside potential, 8% upside potential, or I would not be owning Facebook. Meanwhile, on Snap, they have a $24 target price. That's 9% above today's $22 price. They have an 8% upside on Facebook and a 9% on Snap. You'd think they'd like Snap better. Well, all right. McDonald's unveils a plan for fresh beef quarter pounders. Now, there's a novel idea. Maybe the McDonald's exec should go two doors down here in Carlsbad and get in line for an In-N-Out burger where they grind their meat fresh every day, delivered to their stores along with fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh buns. That's why the law, from the time In-N-Out Burger opens until the time they close, there's a line. Now, I don't see that at McDonald's. Maybe the switch away from frozen beef, that's going to occur by the middle of 2018. Man, it takes a long time for those patties to thaw, doesn't it? The Fresh Beef Quarter Pounder Initiative gives McDonald's a clear marketing tool to improve its quality reputation, but will also come with some operational costs. Oh, poor McDonald's. Meanwhile, Jack in the Box partners with DoorDash on delivery. Delivery service starts at more than 800 Jack in the Box restaurants today, an aggressive move by the fast food chain to boost sales. What about you? Would you call up and deliver, order online, order on your Snapchat, order on your Facebook page, your McDonald's lunch, and have it delivered? They must have a minimum. Close to all 40% of all Jack in the Boxes will offer delivery. Boy, that's a new concept. Delivery of fast food hamburgers. You know, pizza's been doing it forever. Have little motor scooters running all over town with clowns driving those motor scooters. What's hot in the market right now? Is this still a good market to be in? And if so, where are the best areas of the market? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll have Rob Sanford here joining us here in a moment because we got breaking news from San Diego that I want to go over here in a bit. In the meantime, let's take a look here. Facebook, let's see, who was it? Barclays. They've got a $154 target price on Facebook. And the stock is currently trading at 142. Well, I like to do five-year target prices. I'm a little different that way. Facebook went public back in May of 2012. So it does not quite have a five-year track record. In two more months, it will have a five-year track record. So the best we can do is look at a one-year track record and a three-year track record of how the stock has performed since going public. Now, when it went public, it was one of the most hoopla public offering of all time, IPO. And it was a flop. And at the time, I said, give Facebook 1 year. Let's let them get a track record of some sort, and let's watch to see if this management team at Facebook can grow the earnings of the company. That was pretty good advice, because from a high of 45 on May 31st, 2012, you know it went clear down to $18 per share? In fact, it got down to $17.50 just 3 months later. That was excellent advice I gave. It wasn't just very good advice. From 45 down to 17, ouch. And I remembered they were referring to Facebook as face plant. That's not so nice. But then once it got down to $17.55 per share on September 30th of that year, it's pretty much been up ever since. Because from that low of $17.55 in September, October of 2012, from $17.50 all the way up to $142 per share. And after a year, it started to look like the management team at Facebook knew what they were doing. Because on their first year of operations, they only made 53 cents per share. The next year, they made 91 cents per share. Well, that's about 65, 70% growth in earnings year over year. And then they almost doubled their earnings the following year to $1.77 per share. What are they looking for next year in earnings? $6.67. Now, if Snapchat can pull off something like that, it will be a successful stock. But the jury is still out big time. Big league on Snapchat. We don't know what their earnings look like. Right now, I don't think they look as promising as Facebook. But we'll see. They have a chance. I'm watching them. They're on probation just like Facebook was for a year. So Facebook has gone from $17 to $142. It's now a an $11 billion company from a dorm room, right? Hey, all you college students. Hey, all of you parents with kids in college out there right now. Remind them about what Zuckerberg did. That's now a $411 billion company. Is that bigger than IBM? It's more than twice the size of IBM in just four and a half years. All right. So what about investors today? Would I be a buyer of Facebook today? Well, I currently own Facebook in my premier growth portfolio. It's one of about 25 positions. Facebook is expected to continue to grow their earnings by 35% per year over the next 5 years. That's pretty hard to find growth like that in today's world when the economy is only growing by 2% per year. Hey, Miss Yellen. And hey, printing presses that printed $12 trillion, adding $12 trillion in debt. We went from 8 to $20 trillion in debt over the last 8 years while we kept interest rates at zero. And what did it get us? 2% growth. Facebook's been growing at a rate over the last 5 years of about, let's see, what was Facebook's last 5 years? Last 5 years is 60% per year. Now they're slowing down to just 35% per year. They're moving from the life in the fast lane to life in the number two lane, number three lane, whatever it is. They're expected to continue to grow by 35% per year. Believe it or not, Facebook, with their earnings estimates next year of $6.67, it's only trading at 21 times forward earnings. Heck, the market's trading at 18 almost. So you're paying a little bit of a premium to the market for one of the fastest growing world engulfing large cap stocks anywhere. Now, when you take the forward PE of 21 and divide it into the estimated annual growth rate of 35, you get a PEG ratio, a forward PEG ratio of 0.6. That is way less than 1. 0.60. You still have a stock that is trading at a huge discount to its growth rate, its anticipated growth rate, and you have a stock that's trading at a slight premium to the overall market. So while Barclays has a $152 target price, now I don't know what time frame that they're estimating that, 3 months, tomorrow, 6 months, I don't know. I have a 5-year target price because if they're going to grow by 35% over the next 5 years, at least that's the consensus. Let's use a 5-year target price. I have a $245 target price, which indicates 71% upside potential. If you're an income investor, they don't offer a dividend yield, but you may just continue to get some capital appreciation over the next 5 years, which I don't think you're going to get in the bond market. And over the last 3 years, the stock has been moving along at a clip of about 33% per year, which is quadruple what the market has been doing. Out of 4,250, I added 20 stocks yesterday to my database, Facebook comes in at number 65, and it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, one of the great stocks of our generation. What can I say? This is Bill Gunderson. Just got a note from Sanford. He's almost here. Traffic heavy today in San Diego. Imagine that. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Look who's in the house.
Well, only look if you're watching us on the YouTube feed.
Okay, listen to who's in the house.
That's right.
My wife keeps saying, you should have Rob on the show more often. I said, why don't I just have Rob do the show then, huh?
You know, I am just the deckhand. That's it. The captain is the best at the helm.
We have fun in the Gunderson household.
You know, here's the binoculars, though. There they are.
Well, and that's why I've got you. I just wanted to...
Right there.
Last night, as I'm sitting there, you know, looking at stock charts and, you know, earnings that came in at 9 o'clock last night.
Through the binoculars.
I read the fishing reports off San Diego. Now, this is how far away you've been to the 371 bank.
Yeah.
Okay. From San Diego, from Point Loma, 25 miles?
Yeah, a little more than that, depending on which angle you take past the islands.
Now, I'm also looking at the calendar, March 30th, 2017. Now, normally, we don't see a tuna in San Diego until we see a tourist from Nebraska.
End of June, first part of July.
Yeah, they arrive at about the same time. A tourist from Nebraska in black shorts.
That's right.
White tennis shoes.
A farmer's tan.
Black socks.
That's right.
Headed to the beach. That's about the time the tuna show up.
Just about.
Okay, March 30th. We had out there on the ocean yesterday, how many boats? 35 boats. But in San Diego, we all had 8 boats out, okay? 47 bluefin tuna and 169 yellowtail.
Now, when you texted me that last night, I thought you were pulling my leg.
Yeah, well, and what really stood out to me is you coached that little league team with the guy who's an owner of the Liberty, part owner of the
That's
Liberty.
That's right, yeah, Tim Ekstrom.
They were out on a 3/4 day boat that leaves, what is that, a stand-up tuna trip, they call that?
It is, but that particular boat does have bunks in case you want to rest on the way out and way back. But it's about a 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. trip.
And if you're a tourist from Nebraska, that bunk looks awfully good in those 6-foot swells.
Yes, it
does. We love to see those guys get seasick, don't we?
Well, it gives you more room at the rail.
When Lynn's daughter, Kelly, was dating a guy, you know, and it looked like things were going to work out, I took him fishing.
Well, that'll separate the men from the boys.
Because right? I said, if this guy gets seasick, throw him overboard.
That's right.
You know what? He caught the biggest fish of the day.
Of course he did.
We went out in like March, April, and the barracuda and the yellowtail were migrating up the coast.
Oh, it's a great time of year.
And
that's this time of year. From now till about June, that's when we see the rat yellowtail and the barracuda coming up. But certainly not the bluefin.
No. So we ran into the fish that year, and good old Rory, he caught a giant barracuda, just a log barracuda, and we put some yellowtail. I told Kelly, you can marry the guy. He has my stamp.
He's a great guy, you know, and what a fun guy to fish with when we fished with him last summer.
Yeah.
Just a hooting and hollering all the time, having a great time.
Now, can he pick a stock? I don't know. We'll find out. But he's in dental school in South Carolina.
So he doesn't need to pick a stock. He just needs to pick a money manager.
Yeah, and he's got to fix this molar over
here. Hopefully he picks the right money manager or we still throw him overboard.
He's going to practice his Novocaine shots on me when he's here on vacation in August. I
said, which reminds me.
Use the cat, would you?
You didn't tell anybody in the whole first half of the show that you're a money manager. Drives me nuts.
Oh, I forgot again.
Drives me crazy. I forgot.
Yeah.
What's the I forgot stuff? That's what
I know. Yeah, we had a good day yesterday. And
see, look, he changes the subject.
Amazon and Facebook are hitting new highs. And yes, that's what I do. That's what keeps me off the water most days.
But you never tell anybody. See, we get one day a week where we can promote you. And see, you're already changing the doggone subject.
Well, okay, describe a bluefin tuna, and then I've got, I want to talk about sectors, all right?
Okay. Well, our most famous tuna here in Southern California is albacore.
What's that?
You're right, they are migratory. They haven't been around in a few years. However, it's really what put San Diego and the tuna fishery on the map.
That's true.
Is albacore.
Yeah.
The Portuguese population,
the canneries.
Albacore for decades put San Diego on the map in the fishing industry.
That was our economy.
That's right. Well, as the water warmed up a little bit in over the last few years, what they call El Nino, I never know if they get it right or not, the yellowfin tuna came in. Now we're
warm
in
water.
Warm water tuna. That's right. That you see those all over the warm water fisheries. But now, for some reason, the last couple of years, we've had an inordinate amount of bluefin tuna. And a lot of folks don't realize it is the same species that get to be giant in the Atlantic side, but they don't get as big here in the Pacific Ocean. And, I mean, they say they've seen some 400, 500, 600-pounders here. However, the 200-pound models have been around the last couple of years.
Yeah, remember that one they caught, what, 2 years ago?
Well, my friend Rick, he caught a 200-pounder on a jig stick, on a 10-foot jig stick.
Wow.
Surface iron.
That's like catching Amazon when it's breaking out.
So it's an exciting fishery, which is more motivation to drive that little stinky fishing boat of yours up the line and get it here in San Diego.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, I got to get the newsletter done early this Friday.
Yeah.
Because I'll just read one last thing here before I get to the sectors in the market. Most of the bluefin were in the 20 to 30-pound range, but there are bigger fish to 120 pounds.
Backbreaker. Now, see, we can't take my bass boat.
That's bigger than the millennial that you're doing the show with tomorrow, right? I'll be here for the first half.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. You're welcome in your own show anytime.
Just to keep you guys in line.
Yeah.
Okay, and one last thing here. Here's what they're getting them on. Flat fall jigs, Colt snipers.
There you go.
Sardines and mackerel. But here's the real intel, and this relates to the stock market. The fishing has been found around the 425 bank and the 371 bank. That's a very narrow sector of the market.
Sure it is.
Very narrow. It's just beyond the Coronado Islands. I've been out there many times. You pass the islands. You kind of make a little left turn. By the way, you're in Mexico.
Yes, you are below the line.
And there's no wall.
No.
Although not. Trump wants one. He's going to do it.
My little bass boat would not be a good platform for that adventure.
No, we better go on the Liberty.
Yeah.
But the stock market's the same way.
It is.
You know, I mean, I see the bluefin foaming again, which are the sport fish. And really, I mean, the leading sector in the market right now, the biotechs are starting to heat up again. You know, those are game fish. Owning a bank. You know, that's like catching a rockfish, 200 feet deep.
That's right. A flounder.
They're good to eat, you know, but it's nothing like bluefin foaming on the surface like the biotechs are right now. And the healthcare stocks, you know, there's talk now that maybe they've got a deal. I don't know what he threatened the the Freedom Caucus with, but they seem to be coming around a little bit. And, you know, the software stocks are on fire right now. We're seeing breakouts in Amazon, Facebook. Google had a tremendous day yesterday. Shopify, which many call the next Amazon, had a terrific day. So not only is the fishing kind of heating up way early, March 30th, but we're seeing some activity now in the more go-go areas of the market, and I think that's a good sign. Global information technology and the banks and the financials are starting to take a little bit of a backseat, because where's the growth? You know, I just featured Facebook here while you were, you know, passing people on the shoulder and everything trying to get it. But, you know, I told Rob, I said, look, every Thursday, let's do the show together. You do it on Friday with Steven, my son, who's very young in the business. I mean, you say the heir to the throne, but that throne's miles away now. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I want to work till I'm, you know, at least into my 80s.
Oh, my goodness. When are we going to ever go fishing?
I just turned 60. But, you know, maybe he can give me a half day off every now and
once
again
in a while,
so I can get out there and on the water. So I said, let's do the show. And then my wife won't say, you sound better with Rob.
Well, you know, the fishing analogies that we use all the time are very relatable to the stock market. They really are.
Okay, yesterday I did my five-mile deal.
Right.
You can look on my iPhone. I have proof. And I jogged the whole way without stopping.
You did not. The whole way?
I did. I'm getting in shape.
That's pretty impressive.
And the thing I noticed was how calm the ocean was.
You know, I heard it's blowing outside, though.
It must be, but it's setting down, and that's what gets my blood going. And we had a lot of tourists here yesterday. It is spring break, I guess, in San Diego. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to get Rob in here tomorrow. And then I read that bluefin tuna report on March 30th. That's like having snow in Phoenix in August.
Steven might be doing this show by himself tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be fishing.
Dad may be gone fishing. It may be Sanford. Let's see, sun without Sanford tomorrow.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back. I've got another stock to talk about when we come back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, did you see Dodger Stadium is going to have a two-day rock fest? It's going to be the Eagles.
Really?
Fleetwood Mac, Steely Dan, two others.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Now, how are the Eagles going to perform without Glenn Frey? I guess just Don Henley?
Somebody's got to
sing his part, right?
Stand in for Glenn Frey. I was thinking, who would be good? I was thinking Jackson Brown, because he wrote
songs. That'd be good, yep.
But I don't know. I couldn't believe that all those groups getting together. Anyways, okay, you have a question. People ask this all the time.
I do. Now, I've got two questions.
Okay.
All right.
That's all you're allowed. I'm Sean Spicer. You're CNN. Okay. I hate you to begin with.
I'd rather be Fox. All right. So I'm kind of the front line when it comes to talking to folks that call into Gunderson Capital. I generally speak to most of the folks before they talk to you. In fact, I'm kind of the screener.
Does anybody ever yell and scream?
Not very often. Okay, no. But they want to know a couple of things. Okay. Number one, is Bill the same guy in the office as he is on the radio?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, they ask that.
Jekyll and Hyde.
They say, is Bill really that friendly and nice of a guy? I say, heck no. No, I do. I tell people all the time, you're exactly the same personality that you're on the radio.
How come my wife always says, you need to be more like Rob? And your wife says, you need to be more like Bill. Women are never happy, are they?
Isn't that the truth?
Okay.
So anyway, the other question is, how come Bill doesn't buy less expensive stocks? You know, a guy that's got $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or $30,000, he wants to buy some stocks, and he wants to have a whole bunch of them. He wants to have a whole bunch of shares. You know, feel like he can buy
the more, the better.
Right, 200, 300, 400 shares.
Quantity
instead of
quality.
I can't buy anything that Bill recommends because he only buys expensive stocks.
That's not true. I mean, I have a lot of I have several that are in the $7 to $8 range. But okay, here's an example.
Okay,
Priceline. You wouldn't have bought it in 2010 because it was $173 a share when I wrote my book. You go, why do I want? That's too expensive
right, for
me. Well, today it's $1,787. It's a 10 bagger since then. And now you wouldn't buy it today because it's $1,787. Or you wouldn't buy Berkshire Hathaway. What is Berkshire Hathaway?
Oh, it's up there.
Who's going to buy that at $200 a share several years ago? Now it's $1,700 per share. The price of the stock has nothing to do with the upside potential and appreciation. I can almost guarantee that a $1,700 stock is way better quality than a $2 stock.
So you're saying you'd rather have one share of an $1,800 stock than 18 shares of a $100 stock.
Or 1,900 shares
of a $1 stock.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Of course, it depends on the stock, but the price of the stock really has nothing to do, you know, I mean, like
it's
I said,
the percentage of gain, right?
Yeah, if you had a 10-bagger in Priceline over the last 10 years, well, that's like a $1.70 stock going to, what, 17? Same thing. But what are the odds of a $1.70 stock going to 17? You know, it's slim and none. Most of the time, a $3 stock is just that. It's garbage. But from time to time, you know, I mean, if I look at, let's just look at some of the prices here. You know, I own several stocks that are They're not 1,700, but, you know, as I look at my aggressive growth account, well, STM is now up 93%. I bought it when it was $8.30.
And well, look at a stock like
16,
like Fiat Chrysler. Fiat Chrysler is, I think, $10 or $11, something like that. It was always in the top 10 of the, or maybe the top 15 of the app. And that's a stock you could buy a whole bunch of. It hasn't gone anywhere lately,
but
that's an example of a stock that's affordable to somebody that wants to invest 10 grand.
But now, I mean, the reason why Facebook is 140 because it's a quality stock. You could have bought it at 17 at one point in time, but it's just as buyable today at 140 as it was. You're looking for a percentage appreciation. That's all. What's it matter if it's you want a stock? Let's just say our goal is to find a stock that's going to double. Chances are much greater that a $400 stock is going to go to $800 than a 50-cent stock is going to go to a dollar.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It just, you know, quality. If there's one thing I've learned in my two decades in the market, quality is really important. And you know, there's a hazardous waste pile down there. That's Vancouver mining stocks and penny stocks and stocks that are being hyped on the internet or on Twitter,
chat rooms
or on stock twits. In fact, I have a reputation. I have 4,000 followers, I think, on stock twits. And if someone tries to use me and sends me a uses my to try to promote a penny stock, I block them. I say, I block penny stock promoters because they're paid to promote the stock.
They're trying to get a little bump out of it.
Yeah, and they hope they call it pump and dump. If they can get enough news out there on the stock and get it moving, then they're going to dump their shares. And being illiquid like it is, it's going to crash the shares. It's easy to manipulate those.
Now, that's
stocks.
A good point right there. The pump and dump guys that are putting it out on the forums, the chat rooms. The
radio talk.
Exactly. That's chasing radio fish, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting them out here at the 375.
That's
limited out by 8 a.m.
Right. All the boats
you
go there.
That's BS.
It absolutely is BS.
All right. Well, we do manage money here, despite me not talking about it in the whole first half of the show.
A whole first half.
We've actually, the first quarter of the year has been pretty good here at Gunderson Capital. A lot of new clients, a lot of subscriptions, a lot of live trading people. We have a pretty good market right now. And I'm starting to see some of the more exciting areas of the market, like the bluefin tuna, you know, the biotechs and the technology stocks are kind of breaking out here. It's a good time to be in. It's a good time. Call Rob.
It's a good time to hire Bill, in my opinion. He can take you fishing in the right spots in the stock market.
If not, I mean, we'll be up at 2 a.m. looking, and we'll
right.
be the first one on the water.
We got binoculars.
We'll be the last one on the water. I mean, we do that day after day, year after year, and, you know, it doesn't always cooperate. You do have to be patient. You have to throw some patience in there along with things. Investing's a 3 to 5 year proposition, really. You know, even a complete cycle of the market, which can be 5 to 10 years. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or go to the website GundersonCapital.com. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow for the first half with you guys. You better be good.
We'll be looking for fish.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.